Hello, my name is Joshua Grace, and I'm one of the producers of Your Daily Bible Verse. Today, I want to share a special episode of another Life Audio podcast. The show Thanking Christian discusses a variety of topics Christians face every day to help you grow spiritually and learn theology as you become more faithful in the world around you. In this episode, the host of the show, current president of the D.L. Moody Center, author, and theological studies major, Dr. James Spencer, talks about taking control of your life through God and choosing to prioritize Jesus. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the show.
We have to be really smart and really careful about what we look at, what we read, what we consume, how we consume it. I would say that even more so than what. I read a lot of different pieces, right? Just trying to keep up with some of this stuff. I read a lot of different things, a lot of authors that don't share my Christian convictions. Mm-hmm. But how I read it is different than that I read it.
Right.
And so, you know, we've got to interrogate this stuff and recognize, like, when is it telling the truth? When is it providing a perspective I need to hear? When is it taking me further afield from conforming to the image of Christ than I need to go?
Right.
And so we've got to be able to discern those things. So what I would urge people to do is they're thinking about, you know, what is it that I'm willing to give up, right? The essence of that question is just this. There are like a million things in my life that hinder me from growing spiritually, right? Some of them I'm aware of, some of them I'm not.
Right.
But the reality is they're not inevitable in my life. Mm-hmm. I can always give them up. I always have a choice. Mm-hmm. You know, I love Deuteronomy 30:20, when, you know, God says, I have put before you today life and death. Choose life.
Right.
We can always choose life.
Yeah.
We just so many times don't. And so what I would just encourage people to think through is, look, just take a look at your life and ask yourself, what's hindering me from growing spiritually? And then how could I replace that hindrance with something that would help me grow spiritually? Hmm. You know, I'll give you an example from a fitness perspective, right? So I get home last night around, I don't know, I think it was around 7:30 or 8, mm-hmm. right? Just drop off kids, yeah. you know, do all that kind of good stuff. And I sat down on the couch for a second and I'm like, man, I'd kind of like a snack. I'd kind of like this. I'd kind of like that. You know, I reach for the remote to turn the TV on and I'm like, nope, I haven't worked out yet. So I just go downstairs in my home gym and I get my workout in. Mm-hmm. In that moment, I have a choice. I can either do something that is going to hinder my physical health, right. or I can do something that is going to help my physical health.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with spiritual growth. Like, we do this all the time. We can engage in activities that are not helpful to our spiritual growth, and we know they're not helpful. Right. We know it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I look at something and I say, this is making me feel angry, this is making me feel anxious, this is giving me, you know, a sense of the world that doesn't align with God's word, it's turning me against others, it's causing me to hate my enemies as opposed to love my enemies, then why am I engaging it?
Right. Right.
Why am I allowing something into my life that is leading me away from Christ as opposed to seeking things out that are going to lead me toward him? So that's the real nature of that question. And it comes down to just a simple, let's identify those hindrances and then let's take some strides, do something to eliminate them from your life and substitute them for helps. It's that simple.
If you like what you hear, please check out today's show notes and subscribe to get full episodes of Thinking Christian on your favorite podcast app.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.